Guys, I feel like
yapping.
So today is going to be a yapisode. Yeah, I've just got stories to tell, things I want to say, but don't have anyone to tell them to. So they are going to be for your ears now.
Hey, welcome to Be Yourself by Yourself, the place where embracing solo living becomes our new norm. I'm Jadalyn Franco, and if you've ever spent nights scrolling, wondering how to fill your days with joy by yourself, I might be with you. I used to think I needed others to make life more fulfilling, but I found a whole new perspective to enjoy living alone. Join me as we explore real stories, practical advice, and discover a community that gets it. Together, let's turn solo living into the highlight of our 20s. Are you ready?
So right now, I know what's happening, but I also don't know what's been happening. I just feel so much better about myself, and I've had this weight lifted off my shoulders, and to that point, I know why. It's because I finally caught a fucking break. Oh my God. Just this last weekend, I got back from Kansas City for a marketing and advertising regional competition. And then the week before that, I was gone for almost a full week in St. Louis for a business and marketing national conference where I was also in a competition. And those have been worked on all semester for a full year. I'm just tired, and it feels so good to be done. So good. So the business one, I think I might have even touched on this my last episode, but I had to give a 30-minute presentation, but with an 8-person team. But I did take a little bit more of the bulk of it for the script, just because it was explaining, I work for the full year, and during that year I was the president of that organization. So obviously I have more to say and had to take a bigger role in that planning process, writing almost by myself the whole 18-19-page document that you submit beforehand to get selected to speak in person. And then in person, I again did the bulk of the script writing, and then having to do the memorization. And then that's where it gets scary, because I lose that control that I've had before, where it's up to everyone to actually memorize their lines. But we all did great. It was really nice. We didn't get the outcome we wanted, but we still had a great time, and we're waiting for those results. They don't come in for 3 weeks, which is crazy but understandable. And then this last weekend was the advertising competition I had. That's based on a class that we have, so it's really only 3 months, which makes it so much harder of planning. And I also had a leadership role in that one. I was our director of accounts and strategy. And so really that just included me and 3 other students who were student managers, and we oversaw our own departments. And then I was pretty much in charge of all of those, planning our meetings, stuff like that, getting to say our beginning piece at meetings or our class meetings, where I just try to make fun presentations to get everyone engaged right away. I'm big on that. I do miss making presentations even for the other student org when I was president. That was always a little bit fun. I would always find cutouts create cutouts of people. I used to even stalk people on Facebook. I'd go deep diving for some pictures, because just seeing the look on their faces, seeing them on the slide, it was just hilarious to me. And getting reactions from other people OMG, is that this person? And I'm like, yes. And they're like, how did you find that? And I'm like, her mom's Facebook, or things like that. I love that. But each of those included late nights, so many things, especially this most recent one that was only 3 months, because again, it was only 3 months that we had to work on it. So it was a lot of meeting outside of class, as going as late as 12 to 2:30 a.m. And that sounds so criminal to say. It was tough, because by then we're working on half a brain. It's harder to get stuff going, but we need to do it now. There's no time. So it's nice to have that experience, and that I can take that into real world experiences as well. But I'm glad it's over. But I feel that's one of the reasons I'm feeling good right now. I'm on that high of being in that collaboration mode with people and getting to know people even better. With this last trip for the advertising one, it was a bigger class, and it was, again, just for the class. So there's some people that I barely talked to, and I still barely talked to throughout the semester, but I actually got to talk to him during this trip, and it was so cool. I was like, hey, why did we not talk sooner? We could have connected, and we missed out on that, and that's on me. Having to take that into account, but also being kind on myself, because it's hard to keep track of that many students and try to create that many relationships. I think I did as well as I could with the time that I had. So I am glad I got to make those connections, at least on its final days on our fun little trip. Because even though we didn't get the outcome we wanted in that competition, we still go out afterwards and have so much fun and, create these memories. So many pictures. When we came back from that trip, I swear almost everyone had an Instagram post to make. Even I did. But it's awesome. We really grew close together. And I'd say this trip I grew closer with people than I did on the other business marketing one that I was on. Even though that one was way longer. That was like Tuesday through Sunday we were gone. And it was with people I've known since like freshman year of college. It was a really weird experience. I've definitely grown apart from some of those people already. You know, just get invited less to things. And it made the trip a little awkward. There was moments where I was literally like me and the rest of the girls in my hotel room. We literally openly discuss like why are we being left out in certain things, and that's an awkward feeling to have. And I try my best to get us included or do other things where we didn't feel like we needed to be doing whatever the rest of the group was, still having fun. But even that in itself was a little exhausting for me, doing all that work. But I was glad, not that it was over, but that the work was over. And then with the advertising competition, the only exhausting part was just me being like basically a mother, or one person said I'm like the cool aunt, and I was like, that makes me feel old, even though mother is old too. I don't know how I feel about that one, but thank you. I don't know. But it felt nice to play that includer role, because I'm so big on that. Because again, I know how it feels to be left out, and I don't want anyone to ever feel like that. I'd rather be the one being left out than others. I know I can get over it. Not saying others can't. I know how I deal with it. I don't know how others do. So I just rather not put them through it. But also at the same time, trying to learn to defend for myself so I don't have to feel those feelings. And I got to do that on this trip as well. There's just little moments where I almost feel like selfish thinking, remembering that I felt this way, but we were out in Kansas City and we were like out taking pictures, and there's moments where people kept asking me to take their picture, but I wasn't in any of these pictures. Like, I'm honestly not a lot in these group photos because I'm the one like taking the pictures, offering to take them, being asked to take them, and it's no one wants a picture with me. But then like finally stopped taking phones and then started grabbing people like, hey, let's take a picture. And then other people saw that I was in photos and, oh, I want one with you. So that was really nice to see. And then on that trip, I got some pretty great videos, because your girl's favorite karaoke go-to song is Bodak Yellow by Cardi B, because I know that I know all the words, but that one's such a hard one. Like, it should not be a karaoke song. Like, I'm literally just screaming it because I'm running out of breath, and I literally lost my voice a little bit that night. Not completely, but like it's the type where I can't whisper. If I try to whisper, no sound comes out. It's always fun when my voice does that. I love that. I don't know if anyone else loves when they lose their voice. It's probably not good. That's, I don't know, different. But no, that was fun. I loved doing that. After that, I went, sang that song. Applause felt great. And then I went to the bar and I had these girls come up to me like, stop, were you the one just singing that? And we got to make friends because none of us were actually from the area. I feel like I met a lot of people that night actually that weren't even from the area, which is really cool because it was like a touristy spot. We were in the I think it's called the Power and Lights District. Super fun. Definitely depends on what bar you go to, where you have the most fun for the least amount, because later that night we went up, me and just four other people went up to a different bar, and I paid $18 for a vodka Red Bull. I think that's the most I've ever paid on a drink. $18? Are you kidding me? Whatever. The music was great. It was like, I don't know, great DJ played like house music with rap music. It was just perfect. So worth it. Whatever. My friend paid for the $10 cover, so I was like, girl math it, that makes it better. So technically it was only $8, not 18. Make it worth it. But anyways, even after that trip was over and we came home, we didn't want it all to end. So the next night, or no, when we got back, because we got back on Saturday, everyone came back, the like latest car came back was like around 5 p.m I want to say, and we ended up throwing something together that night to hang out and go out again. I gotta keep it going. That's one of the things I'm gonna miss about college, is like being able to like drink that many days in a row. Oh, that's insane. Like, even this week I have to prepare myself. We're doing this big senior bar crawl thing for one of my student orgs, and that's literally on a Wednesday, and then it's gonna be Thursday, and then it's the weekend, so it's like no breaks, but it's fun. And it's like sad knowing that these are my last few weeks of college, last few weeks as an adult, but not fully adulting. You know, I feel like when I have a full-time job, I probably shouldn't be out on a Wednesday night or Thursday if I have work on a Friday. So that's not fun. I also feel like I've calmed down on the scariness of graduation and the life afterwards. I know I'm doing everything that I can to set myself up for success after I graduate. So it's just letting whatever happen and just saying, what's the worst that could happen? Another new thing in my life It's not really new or anything, but for a while I was, when I call boy sober, I didn't start the term, obviously. I've already heard about it on social media, but I was boy sober for a few months where I was just not on Tinder, not dating, no situationships. Like, no, I wasn't trying anything. If anyone's hitting on me, I like dismiss it. I just, nothing. Because I know if I were to talk to someone, I just use them to fill up like the space in my head, fill up my time that I already don't have to begin with. That's another reason I needed to go boy sober. But I also just didn't want to try to start anything without knowing what I'm doing, because for a while I thought that I had a good chance of moving out of state. So there was obviously like no point in even talking to someone if I wasn't even going to be in the same state as them. I just feel like that's setting yourself up for failure. And then I also knew I just didn't feel that great about myself at that moment. So I feel like it's a waste of time to try to connect with someone when I'm not even fully 100% okay with myself at the. But now I'm in a better spot, so I just re-downloaded Tinder. So fun. It's one of my favorite games. Oh, gosh. I hate seeing people I know on there, though. It's, oh, and then knowing that they can see me. So every time that kind of happens where I'm like, oh, I see someone I know, I go double-check my profile, double-check my pictures. Like, would they cringe at my account right now seeing me? My worst fear is, like, my worst fear is having someone just on Tinder on their phone with a group of people, and they're like, oh, look who I found. So obviously, you know, everyone wants to go look at the whole profile and they're going to swipe through. That's my worst fear, is like people making fun of my page and cringing at it. But I think I've got some good photos. I started feeling better about myself. I hadn't posted on Instagram in a while, my personal account, because I was like, I literally could not take a picture right now. But I got back into actually creating little fits that are just more than leggings and a sweatshirt. And I also recently just got a new sweatshirt. I got the LSU Cactus Jack sweatshirt that Travis Scott was doing on these, where he would go around to different colleges. He'd sometimes perform a little show, but saw his Cactus Jack merch. And I had my friend that I told you guys about in episode one about the Rolling Loud trip I went on. And I connected with one of the dudes who I met through the Rolling Loud group chats. And he was selling the sweatshirt that he paid for, might have allegedly stole. And he was selling it. It was a small. So I was like, oh, perfect. I'll take it. And this dude was so nice. He only made me pay $100 for it. And he also gave me like the Cactus Jack McDonald's t-shirt. So I was like, hell yeah. And he threw in another crew neck and then even wrote me like a little card. It was so sweet. That package felt so great to come in for, because the package came in while I was gone for that business convention thing. So it was a nice thing to come back home to. And it's like a cool sweatshirt, so I had to get pics in it. But now that I'm not boy sober or have Tinder, it doesn't mean I have any crazy plans lined up. It just means I'm more open to it, or open just to any connections that, you know, possibly happen, but I'm not trying to force anything. They always say stuff like that finds its way too when you're not looking for it, but I'm also trying not to not look for it on purpose. It's just, I feel more happy with myself. I'm in a good enough position to, I guess, be back on Tinder. So there's that. And then also, I wanted to tell you guys, while I was on one of the student org trips, I was talking to a girl and she was randomly asked if I knew this one guy, and I was like, what? And I realized like she just followed me on Instagram and saw that we had like a mutual connection, even though I don't follow him anymore. I unfollowed him, but he still follows me. But anyways, we're talking about, we were never snapping him at like the same time, but we've snapped the same dude. And so this brings me back to, I think it's episode 2, where I talk about how we need to cancel situationships, please. Because again, this whole situation, I'm so glad it's over, because I know I was just using him for the compliments and having a hype man. Like, I will say he gave like the best compliments. I love when a dude compliments my worth ethic. He talked about how I like was so attractive, how I had like so many accomplishments going on, so many things I was doing. And so it was nice to see, nice to hear. Or just having someone who like saves your snaps and chats. I missed that. That was nice. But then we also got to, she asked me, oh, did he send you videos of him playing the guitar too? I was like, yes. Some of those things where I was like, cool, but it was also like a little cringy. But sometimes he was really good at it and would even start singing. I was like, oh, okay, go off. But he was definitely, he wasn't, I think he's like a year and a half younger than me, but he still seemed like way too mature. And it was clear we had like different views on some things. So it made some of the conversations difficult because we both felt our opinions were more right. But that's okay, because that'll never happen again, because I am never doing another situationship. And I don't think you should either. And then the last little piece I want to end this little episode with is the story of when I went to go see Enele Choppa. So this was, I think, in January. And I want to start by saying I didn't actually get to see him. It got postponed to the next day, but I'll get into that. So this one was just an hour and a half away from where I'm at. So I decided I would just drive back the same night. I'm not going to get a hotel. I can do it. I wanted to save money. I don't think the concert tickets for NLE, they were like $60. So it was really nice. I just wanted to keep it cheap as it was, even though I've done that drive before and it's like a little nerve-wracking. You start getting tired after 30 minutes and then I'm like fighting demons for the middle 30 minutes and the last 30 minutes I start to get back up. But I was pretty excited for this one, but also again nervous. I remember being in the parking garage. I showed up. I felt like it was too early. I wasn't able to like drive through the like loop area where I would have been able to pass the arena or to pass the place to see if there was already like a line starting outside, because there's so much traffic. Like one of the roads is closed and that stressed me out enough. I spent like 10 minutes waiting just to turn right at one point. It was so annoying. But I want to say I stayed in my car for a good like 45 minutes because I felt like I was there too early. But it was also like I just needed to leave. I was getting too nervous while I was still at my place getting ready, and I was ready and I just needed to go. So I get there and I finally decided to go in line. I think I was going in line like an hour and a half early before the doors open type of thing. I think that's what I did. I feel like any earlier would be way too early. I'm not going to be there 2 hours early. Nah. It's just NLE and I'm by myself, so it's easier to get up to the fronts. But anyway, so this was one where I was like really learning patience because I get in line and there's honestly like four other groups of people together in line and then me. So it was really awkward. So I just like get in the line behind a group of girls. And they never ended up, like, talking to me, except, like, maybe once that whole night. And then I, like, talked to them once. But that was really awkward because I just had to be by myself. And I was also trying to save battery. But I did have a portable charger with me, so it wasn't, like, that bad. I just played iMessage games with people or just literally watched every single Snapchat story, which I feel like I, like, almost never do. But then finally more people start coming so I can actually not people watch but listen in on their conversations. Fast, that makes it interesting. But then it's also, like, hard to be on my phone because, dude, it was so cold outside. Everyone's shaking. I'm so glad I brought a sweatshirt because I was just wearing like a little crop tank top underneath it, so I would have been freezing. And I had some, I don't know, jogger type bottoms, so that was good. But I'm telling you, it was so cold. Two people from like a group that was in line like left and came back with, shoot, I forget what you call it. They're like little packets that you shake or whatever and like they heat up, and they had like patches and they were like putting them everywhere. I was like, oh, I wish I had that right now. That was so smart. But I gained up the courage to talk to this group of guys behind me because that was actually when I was in my advertising class and we had our like research going on, and we needed more male respondents. So I literally asked them to take the quiz and they did, and we started talking, and then one of them even went to UNI, and so it made the conversation keep going. So that was really nice. And then they got to learn how I was like there by myself. Like obviously they already noticed that, but then asked me about it. And then we got to talk about like all the people we've seen and like how NLE was going to be one of their dude's first concerts. So I was like, finally, like a conversation. I was just been like standing there in silence. It was so awkward. I hated it, but I got through it. Humbling experiences make you stronger. But then we get a text that it's going to be delayed another hour and a half, or yeah, I think so. And so everyone's like, no way. And like people kind of start leaving, and then, you know, everyone's deciding, oh, we'll stay. We've already been here this long. And I'm like following a story, and it's because of at that time there was like a bunch of fog happening in different areas. I feel like it happened for us like not that day, but maybe at least that week. And so we're like, oh, I hope it doesn't get canceled. I was like, I'm literally not coming back. Like, I took today off just for this concert. And so tomorrow I have hella homework and shit to do. But then they're like, okay, the doors will open at 9. And then literally at 9, like 9:01, they sent out a text saying it's canceled. That pissed all of us off. Like, the security, they were all waiting down there acting like they were ready to scan us in. I don't think all of them knew, but some of them had to have known. They're like acting like they're about to let us in right at 9. And then we get the text, and then they're just still standing there. So we're all pissed, and like, they did have some cops inside who were like telling people to stop banging on the doors. It was just ridiculous. Because I spent all that time freezing for literally nothing. I didn't even make friends out of that trip. So it was like really not worth it, which really sucked. Because it's not like it was like sweating out or where I could have said I lost weight just standing there in the sun. But no, it was like I was just freezing cold, got hungry, had to deal with that traffic, had to be in silence for so long. And that was just really sucky. And then seeing Emily was keeping it updated on his Snapchat story and was like, yeah, apparently, I understand why he couldn't make it. There was just no planes leaving where he was, like, in Denver and couldn't get to Iowa because of the fog. The pilots wouldn't take off. So I was like, I guess I can't be mad. Just upset. And then he did end up showing up the next day, but I wasn't doing that again. But thankfully, I did get a refund. People were complaining about that, but literally all you had to do was email them to ask, and they gave it to me like that next day. And they even gave me a refund on my parking pass that I did for the ramp, because even though I did park, like, I didn't actually get to use it for that day of, I don't know, I wasn't gonna argue with them. I'm gonna take my money back. I'd say that's definitely one of my most awkward experiences I've had by myself, but it could have been way worse. Again, what's the worst that can happen? That's how I saw it. And I made it through. I didn't get to see Anneli Chapa, but I learned his music more because obviously I was studying it up because I love learning songs lyric for lyric. I love being able to say it all. And with Anneli, he says the N-word a lot, and I'm not trying to mess up and accidentally say that, especially not in front of people. That's also why I like to learn every lyric, because I do not want people thinking I'm the type of person who's okay with saying that when I'm definitely not. I think I know better, but that's just me. Anyways, thanks for listening to this episode. I hope this doesn't stop you from hearing the next few episodes. Thanks, guys. Hello again. Thanks for listening in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I would love if you could take a quick second to share this with anyone you think should listen in. Also, don't forget to follow our Instagram at yourself.bybby. It really means the world to me to know you're listening in. I'll be back next week with a new episode for you. I'm glad you could make it.